It's time for the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, we're talking Dig Pig Volleyball with the Brenham Cubettes. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Class Air Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham. Making sure you look great in everything they do. And props going out to Heidi Minutia and his all-star band as we crank it up by here on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Air Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And coming up the second half of the Brenham Sports Line, open lines. We'll hear about whatever you want to talk about. Coming up on the second half of the program, but on the first half of the program here on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7 and KWHI.com, we've got the Cubettes in the house tonight. Woo! All right, the Cubettes are here, and it is our annual visit as we talk about one of it's a fun night. It's a great night. It's something we always look forward to, but it also kind of sucks that it's necessary. But it is Dig Pink. It is it is Dig Pink night, and it is a night where Coach Debbie Yeager, you and the Cubettes get to give back to the community, get to give back to some people that could really use your help, and that is the Side Out Foundation, breast cancer awareness and research. And this night is very special to you and to everyone in the community.
Yes, sir, it always is. I think we started about 12 years ago doing this. We've donated. No, it's shorter than that because we've donated. Now we're almost up to $19,000 to the Dig Pink Side Out Foundation for research and for cure and for helping people out. And this year, it's tomorrow night. And so we're really excited about it. I'm fortunate enough to tell you that I've had so much help from my assistant, Megan Kidd, and the parents, Haley Cruzy and Haley Cruzy and Megan, and many of the other parents have worked really hard to get out. I think we've sold over 700 shirts this year. And I think the most we'd done in a while was 500. So she just did a great job helping them get them distributed and giving everybody the opportunity by reaching out on the computer and taking orders. And we're still selling them. We still have some today. We got some in yesterday because people still wanted them. And that's one of the things that we do. And the other thing we do is the raffle. So, and all the proceeds of that go to the Dig Pink Foundation. So we're excited.
All right. Indeed. Everybody's always excited about Dig Pink night. And we'll get more into Dig Pink here in a minute. But first, let's talk about the Cubettes. Halfway point of district play. Playing extremely well. Got a heck of a season going here. But only half of the job is done.
Half of the job is done, but we are so excited going into the second round. We had an amazing game Friday night. Mm-hmm. You know, we were struggling with losing Hannah last week, and it's been tough on the high school kids and our girls, and we've been piecing it together, and they had to stay focused and, you know, played for her, played for themselves. They play with more excitement and enthusiasm than I've seen them play all year, and they just – Magnolia West didn't quite know what to do. And that's something we know now, how we can play on the level we can play at. So we hope to do that every game, every time we step out on the court. So,
and you start the second half of district play against Rudder. And that's a team that, boy, at their place went five tough sets.
Yes.
Uh-oh. They looked on your face.
I wish we weren't on. Like, people can see my face. Which is good revenge. We're ready to get back at them and let them know who we really are. We picked Haley back up. She had a broken finger at the time. She didn't even play that night. Different things. We changed our lineup. A lot of things are going on. We're just playing really great volleyball, and I think they're fired up about that. And so they gave us a hard time back then, but that's over. Now we're moving forward.
What are some of the things that have really clicked for this team as you got into district play?
Our hitters are so awesome this year, and they just, I mean, they continue to play smart, and they can put the ball down. If you get they get left open, it's going down. And Gabby and Haley have done a great job getting the ball to them. And KK Cruzy stepped in while Haley was out and helped us get that win over
Rudder.
Y'all, excuse me. It's been a long day, a real long day. I'm hanging
in. I can imagine.
Okay. So, yeah, and so she stepped in and helped us, and that really made it. It's so much fun to watch them. It really is. And our defense is, like, right behind them, and some of the hitters are even defensive players. So I think it's just a different look for Brenham. People all walk in and say, hey, y'all are tall this year. And we are, you know, not real tall, but taller than 5'5" this year. So, but it's exciting to watch them play and show their talent and how they play together. I mean, they're one of the words I've used for them is they've always been so resilient. Just whatever comes at them, they learn to handle it without, you know, shutting down or getting frustrated. And they know it's there, and they know this is a second half. But, the warm-up is so much fun to watch, too. You know, I think it can intimidate people, and it's just a lot of fun. We're real proud of all the girls, the defense, the offense, and just, you know, everybody. So,
and this, of course, kicks off the second half of a district play where you're getting to see teams now for the second time around, but they're also getting to see you for the second time around. So I would imagine being able to make adjustments if they have adjusted – being able
Absolutely.
To adjust is going to be a key.
We have a really strange district, too. In our district policy, some of the coaches put up the thing to decide that we can exchange film. So right after we play Rudder tomorrow night, we will be exchanging film with whoever played Pato. So that next morning, we'll get Pato from the night before. So if they've changed anything, or if anybody's in a boot or anything, we can catch that. And our girls have huddle, and so the videos go straight to them, and they've usually watched it before. First they watched the game they played in first, and which is fine. And found out the other night, I was like, y'all really are learning something. They're like, yeah, when we celebrate, did you see Abby when she did that? I'm like, so they're like highlighting the celebrations.
That's what they're looking at.
I know, but that's so fun. It is. There's some really great, when you do a highlight video of them celebrating, you know. But anyway, what was the question?
adjusting to the other team, to the opponents the
yes.
second time around.
And so we get out there and we look at the video and we put stickers on their shirt, the other team, some
like
of the JV helps us,
they
write it on their leg. They're the other team, okay? And so we put them across from us, but we go through our rotation, who's going to match up on the front and where she hits and what kind of serve this girl has and when they rotate, that kind of stuff. So sometimes they change theirs up, and I think that's kind of what happened the other night with Mag West is we changed our lineup and they didn't request videos.
They weren't ready for it.
Yeah. And we're just going to – and that may happen in the middle of the game. Mm-hmm. If we're struggling in one lineup, we'll flip it. And, you know, if they put their big block on one of our girls, then we'll flip them so somebody else has them. And then they – you know, it's a lot of – there's believe it or not, there's strategy to volleyball. People are like, I didn't know you had plays. I didn't know there was strategy, you know.
Really?
Yeah, it's very strategic, actually. But it's a lot of fun. These girls are so – talented and so smart this year that, and we can tell them one thing and they make the adjustment. You know, sometimes it's reluctant, then they figure out it works. It's, you know, a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun to watch. They really are. So, you know, like I said, they've seen us, we've seen them, and we're just going to bring it, you know.
It's home.
Yeah, it's home. We're bringing it.
There you go.
It's Dig Pink, you know.
That's it. So, and And, of course, talking about Dig Pink, it's going to be, as we said, it's for a very somber cause, but it's also a lot of fun in raising the money
right.
to help what is a very serious situation.
And I think we've, you know, trying to bounce back and work through what we have with Hannah is the girls understand that there's just that it's life and how you respond to things, and you have to turn it into at the funeral today is more of a celebration of her life and who she was and what she was. And if we can turn this into a celebration of life of people who have survived, and also encourage some women and men to go get mammograms and maybe save their life, that this could be the cause of what it's the really emotional part is where they're giving out the roses to survivors and those who haven't survived, things like that. That's emotional, but in a positive way, they feel like they're giving something to the community and honoring those people. So it's really not as much of a sad night. Would you say it's emotional night? Yes?
Emotional. It's not sad. It's emotional.
Yes, it's emotional. So it could be happy. It could be sad. It could be them listening to see if they won a door prize during the timeout.
You're not lying about that.
There you go.
You know, no, it's a lot of fun. We got a lot of great raffle items out there. I think we're up to about 60, like we haven't been in the past. Do you want me to go into those right now?
I'll tell you what we'll do.
Talk to the
girls.
We're
going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to the players, and then we will
talk
about some of the prizes and some of the items, and we'll go on with it. But we're going to take a break real quick first, all right?
Sounds great.
All right, this is the Burnham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. Back with more right after these messages.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Farmers understand two things. Fences need to be horse high, pig tight, and bull strong, and there's always something waiting to be done. At ASCO, we understand that the wheels of progress need to keep turning. It's why we're on it with every call and every job. It's why we sell, service, and support Case IH equipment. Versatile machines that run early and often. Case IH machines help preserve the land, which in turn preserves livelihoods. Whatever it is, at ASCO, we're on it.
And we are back here on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude here on KWHI. And right now we are with the Brenham Cubette volleyball team here in the house as they get ready for Dig Pink Night tomorrow night out at the gym. And roughly 6 o'clock start, maybe a little later, depending on when the JV game gets finished. And then we'll have live coverage right here on KWHI of the match. Doug Brown will be there to bring you all the action. And, of course, I want you to go out early. Get out there as early as you can. You get off work, get in your car, go to the gym.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because that's when you can put in tickets for the raffle. Because when the varsity game starts, they start pulling names and then timeouts, they'll start calling out winners. So get there early. Come watch the JV. Get there before the JV game if you want to walk up and down and or you know and put tickets in. So Yeah, that's why you want to get there and watch them for sure.
Absolutely, and buy lots of tickets because 1 year, bought a lot of tickets and threw them in a bunch of buckets. And I wound up, just dumb luck, getting about 5 Christmas presents.
He did.
To give out
that year. Jewelry for you.
I got jewelry, a blanket. I got some, and they were like, you're not going to look very good in this, Ed.
It's like Christmas presents.
No, but my nieces did, and they got all of this stuff, so I did a lot of my Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
got that done. But and we'll talk about some of the stuff up for grabs here in just a little bit, but we're going to talk to some of the players, Coach.
Good.
Can you introduce us to who you got
here
tonight?
I love to talk.
I've noticed that over the years. So if you could introduce who you brought with you, Coach.
I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Oh, all right.
Tell them what grade that they love to do this.
All right, so we will start immediately to your left.
Listen, and y'all tell them what position you play and what your favorite part about being a part of this team is.
Okay.
I have to think. There's a lot of my feet.
Okay, I'm Haley Santalabin. I'm a senior. I am a setter and a right side hitter. And my favorite part of being on the team is being with the girls.
All right.
This one.
And winning.
All right.
I'm Gabby Workman. I'm also a senior and a setter. And I think my favorite part of being on the team this year is, of course, winning, but also just being a senior with these 4 other girls here with me.
All right. And next is?
My name is Allison Meisner. I'm a right side, and I'm also a senior. My favorite part of the
I tell you what, go ahead and use that microphone. That one doesn't seem to be working very well. I don't know what's wrong with it, but I tried the other one. There you go.
Okay. My name is Allison Meisner. I'm a right side, and I'm also a senior. My favorite part of the season will probably be our pasta parties that we have every Thursday.
Does this one work? I like that.
Does this one work?
Yes, it works fine.
Oh. My name is Chloe Tanner. I am a senior, and I am a middle blocker. And my favorite part about being on this team is winning, period, exclamation mark. End of discussion, winning. That's it.
Go. All right.
Okay, I'm Jordan Kelm. I'm a senior, and I'm a DS. And my favorite part about being on this team is how close we are and how I know, like, we always have each other's back no matter what the situation is. And we're and winning because, you know, that's fun.
Winning.
That's what I like.
I'm telling you what I like the most.
Now, say your position and your grade level.
My name is Debbie Yeager, and I'm
a senior.
Senior citizen.
You need to write that down.
And what was the other question? I'm a senior citizen. What position? I'm one of the coaches. Okay. And I get to go to the coin flip. And yes. And
so, rip.
You know what just makes my day? This is like happened so many times the other night is unless somebody digs the ball up and it goes straight to the setter. Setter gets under it and puts it out there. And like Allie or Clayton or Chloe or Jenna or Binky just slams the ball down like nobody's touching it. Not just that, but their celebrations are so good. It's crazy.
We'll play games.
I mean, we have so much fun watching it. That just makes me happy to see them doing what they love to do. And finally, you know, all the hours we put in to make it, put it together. The other night, Coach, I'm telling you, Clayton hit one like straight down.
She hit her in the head.
Yeah.
But
not that they hit her, but it was just, I mean, it was college speed, too. I mean, she just put it down. I like to see her happy too.
Nice. Nice.
It doesn't happen much.
All right.
She's going to get mad at me.
So now we're going to go around the room a little bit and ask a few questions here. And we'll start with Haley. And Haley, first of all, how excited are you that that things are just really so far clicking this year?
It's really exciting. Come on.
Okay. There you go.
It's really exciting because we've worked so hard for this and our potential is so high and it's the hard work that we put in. It's so like really good to see good stuff coming out of it.
And Gabby, for you, what's been the most fun part of this team really clicking and winning games and just being kind of on a roll since the start of the season?
I think that the most fun part would just be like the time we spend together, whether it's in the locker room, at practice, before and after practice, at school, like bus rides. We're just like always together laughing and having a great time. And that's really just like my favorite part, I think.
All right. And Allison, Coach was describing earlier, you know, the set and everything and going up and pounding it down. Now, would you rather go up and pound it down or block it right back in somebody else's face when they pound it down?
Quit playing.
This is a trick.
This is a tricky question. I would say going up and pounding the ball, because you get, like, this feeling when you're in the air and you, like, know it's going to go down because you see the split and you're able to see the other side of the court. And then whenever your teammates just come up to you and they all hype you up and then you hear, like, the crowd and everything, like, it just gets them – it brings up the energy a lot more than anything else.
All right. And Chloe, I seem to notice you emphasized winning a lot just a minute ago. When everything goes right, when everything clicks and y'all just start pounding somebody and it's really going, what is it you feed off of? Is it your teammates? Is it the crowd? What is it that just really gets you going when things are going right?
I feed off of my teammates.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay. Sorry. Yeah. You want me to elaborate on that?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I just like, we just get so hype. Like, after we just like start destroying the other team, like literally just destroying, like it is just so fun because we just get so hype and like we are so energetic and like nothing can stop us. Like after we are like, yeah, like after we start, like we ain't stop, we are not stopping. Sorry, I had to use proper language. Yes, we are not stopping. Like there, nothing will stop us after, like we start going and start once we're all clicking in the right place and in the right like frame of mind. Yeah, like it's over for the other team.
All right.
And I would like to say I like blocking better than hitting.
She does.
There you go. All right.
I'm good at it too.
All right.
You thought?
and Jordan, you know, and when everything's gone, when everything's clicking. How does it feel out there? I mean, how high do you know? What kind of a high do you get when you're out there on the floor and everything's just going great?
You just feel like you're unstoppable. Like nobody can touch your hits. Nobody can. You're digging everything. Like they thought they were gonna get a kill, but no, you got it up. And like I don't know. It's just like it's like an unbelievable feeling to be like. It feels like you're on top of the world.
All right. Awesome. All right. Good deal. Good answer. And now I'm going to go around the room, and we'll talk specifically about Dig Pink Night. This is a very special night, there aren't very many people out there who haven't been touched by breast cancer in one way or another, whether it's a friend of a friend or a family member or, a relative of some sort. Everybody, most people have been touched by it. So let's go around the room, just we'll start with Haley and just go to the left. What does it mean to you being part of a special night like this?
Being a part of something so special, you just it's so good to take it all in because people are fighting every day with this type of stuff, and it just feels good to be a part of something that's helping other people.
All right, thank you very much. And Gabby, what about you?
Yeah, I always really enjoy Dig Pink because not everyone can like directly help or support such a like wide like source of cancer, and like with this event that we have every year, it's such an easy way for people to just give back to those who have affected or been affected, and they just really appreciate it a lot.
All right, and what about you?
I like being a part of Dig Pink because, like you said, not a lot of people have been directly affected by cancer, and I have been through, like you said, like friend of a friend or a distant relative. So I think it's really good for everyone to just kind of stop and actually take the time to think about and realize how many people are affected by this, because it's not always a part of our everyday life.
All right. And And Chloe, how about you?
My story is a little bit different from everybody else's, just because like I have been directly affected by it. My mom passed away when I was 10, 7 years ago from breast cancer. And so Dig Pink is important to me just because, like, to see all, the whole community come together and see my teammates who care so much about me and to see my coaches who love me and have supported me through a lot, all come together and focus on breast cancer itself and the foundation around it and, like, giving towards finding a cure and helping other people and other stuff like that. It just means, like, so much to me. And so, yeah, it just means a lot to me. And it, like, it really makes my heart happy to see, like, everyone coming together and doing something for good, like, doing something for something that has touched me in like a way that nothing probably will ever touch me like that again.
All right. Thanks, Chloe. And Jordan, how about you?
Okay. So Dig Pink is special to us because it gives another reason to win than just winning. Like, there's a reason behind it. And it helping to raise money, and a lot of people get affected by cancer, whether it be breast cancer or anything. But just being able to raise money to help find a cure, which so many people are affected by, is something special because every dollar helps to find a cure. And one day there will be a cure for it, and it'll save a lot of lives.
All right. Very well said, Jordan. Thank you. And Coach, as you listen to these athletes, and as they talk about this, when they talk about what this means to them,
because I've been spending time with them so closely, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, that's who they are. This is a well-rounded team who knows when it's serious and knows when it and cares about other people. You know, they care about each other, which leads them to care about their friends. They love having their friends at the game. That's important to them. Chloe being on the team and having lost her mom, I mean, that's huge for them to be able to understand if we can save one life doing this by getting them to get a screening, it's so worth it. Exactly. And the girls, you know, just it's their opportunity to give back to the community. It's a community service that is just, it's so emotional. The rose stuff and everything. Y'all need to come out and see this. Wear something pink. We don't care if it's an old shirt or a new shirt they're selling at the door. Come out and watch. It's a good thing, and I think that the girls, these girls are very mature and knowing and being aware of things and caring about people the way that they do. So it's important.
And during the and I will tell anybody that has witnessed it, as we have many times, the rose ceremony, bring Kleenex with you.
Yeah,
and it's not a sad thing.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing, and
yeah,
there's tears of joy because these roses yeah. are being handed out. And
people
and
get to stand up
yeah,
and be there. And these are survivors or their families, you know, that have been affected by it or, you know, and it's just another way for us to say we care. And we know that just because it may have happened 5 years ago, but the worst part about something that a tragedy like that is after about 30 days, everybody kind of goes back to their normal life. And it's so important that you stay in touch with these families and keep being, keep caring and keep, you know, saying, I don't know how it feels. I can't begin to know, you know, sometimes when Haley feels some way or some kind of a
Chloe.
What did I say? Did I say
Haley?
Oh, you're Chloe. Okay. Yeah, you're Chloe. Yeah. When Chloe feels a certain way or something, to me, I think, you know, I've not walked in her shoes. I could think that she's coming from a different angle than I would ever even think about, you know. But the girls tend to love her up, and it's so happy for her to get a block or something because she just shines, and I love seeing her happy, you know, because I know mm-hmm. she's been through a lot, and I just think, you know, that's cool.
And one thing I definitely want to tell the people out there that are maybe on the fence about whether they're going to come out or not. Think about this. You may think, what difference am I going to make? What difference is it going to make if I go out? Because, I mean, millions and millions and millions of dollars every year going to cancer research. Think about this. Maybe the $1 that you buy for a ticket and throw it in a Bluebell
bucket,
that $1, maybe that $1 is the $1 that pays for a microscope lens.
Absolutely.
Or a microscope...
The glass plate.
What do y'all call that? The microscope plate or whatever.
Slide.
Thank you.
There it is.
Thank you.
I knew
that. Maybe your $1 buys that microscope slide.
Right.
That some scientist puts down there and looks in and says, I found a cure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So anybody that thinks your dollar isn't going to make a difference, you're out of your mind.
Right. You're exactly
right.
Every
dollar makes a difference. And maybe, just maybe, your dollar is the one that's going to buy that slide that is going to make this unnecessary in the future.
And another thing is, too, you go out and you watch the volleyball game and they play great. It takes your mind off of things that might be, you know, bothering you or making you feel sad or, you know, those things. And you get to see a great volleyball game and some kids that, you know, really care about each other and care about Brenham.
You get to see a great team right now that's in the hunt for a district championship.
Yes, you do. So, it's exciting.
Absolutely.
Yes. And like I said.
And now let's talk about some of the things that you're going to have there
tomorrow
night.
Clear up a few things. I don't know if I said Jenna a while ago when I talked about putting a ball down. Jenna can put the ball down too. Okay. And she hits it so hard. It's so good. And Alyssa digs it up. Yes, she's very smart about where to put the ball. Yeah, that's exactly right. See, they're just so positive. It's so good.
That's it.
Okay. So, yes, we have a lot of prizes out there. And I want to give examples of things that I know are on the tables. We have these tables with pink tablecloths in our office, and they're just full of prizes. And for example, one, those of you who are looking, I just walked in. He always gives the greatest prizes, you know, signatures of sand volleyball. Y'all know I don't know names. No, who was it? It was Carrie Walsh.
Carrie Walsh Jennings?
Yeah.
Quit playing.
And a signed picture of her. So
her partner in the Olympics.
April. Yes.
April and Carrie, yes.
And this year, he's donating 4 tickets to the SEC Volleyball Texas A&M Aggies versus Georgia Bulldogs on October the 27th.
The Sunday afternoon.
4 tickets. I can do that now because people are watching. And a $40 gift card to Buffalo Bill Wild Wings.
There you go.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Well, you know, what is Bill?
You can't go to a game and not have a bite to eat on the way home.
They're saying Buffalo Bill's football team. It's also a guy. They don't know who Buffalo Bill is.
Well, that's a restaurant. Well, that we're not talking about the guy.
Y'all have to know who Buffalo Bill is by tomorrow morning, okay?
You better quit playing.
Okay. All right. Anyway, okay, other prizes that are out there. We have, Blue Bonnet Electric. What?
Buffalo Bill.
Donated a pink cooler. It's really bright pink, and it has a little...
it's like a vintage one.
Yes, it's vintage, and you can open. It's got
really
a
cute
can opener on the outside and everything.
Neat.
So
it's there
real cool. Blue Bonnet Electric brought that. If y'all don't know what Hydro Flask are, y'all just need to hang around my team. They taught me what they are. They're the new Yeti. Okay, we have Yetis out there, and we have Hydro Flasks. They're another drinking water bottle. Those are real cool. We have jewelry of all kind. Trey Sheik brought this pink bracelet with a pair of earrings that match. It's awesome. And, you know, they always do.
I got those for my niece for Christmas at the ball game a couple
years
ago. There you go.
We know where he's going to put his tickets. Here we come, Trey Sheik. Okay, so there's flower arrangements out there, hair products with a brush. Yeah, and this brush, which I learned about, and I'm going to get my daughter one. It's a... for people who have tangly hair, it's a wet brush. I know. Y'all are teaching me that. But it's a wet brush for people with tangly hair. It keeps from pulling their hair. And Mimosa donated that with a lot of hair products on there. Okay?
Like a hair mask and stuff.
Dr. Workman and his family put a wreath in there. And what else do y'all remember seeing? There's a lot of gift cards. Pumpkins with glitter on them.
The varsity team donated a basket full of like pink items, like cute pink items.
Yeah. Oh, and Blend put in this. It's a blue bag.
T-shirts, a foam finger. t-shirts.
Yeah.
All your fan needs.
Two t-shirts. Yeah.
Cool.
All your fan
cool.
needs.
And a little guy.
Yes. And Brenham Booster Club put in shirts and a finger and something. Towels and all kind of things mm-hmm. there too. So there's a lot of great items. I'm sorry if I didn't mention everybody's items because there's a lot of them. And
out to just support the cause.
Yeah, absolutely. Every dollar you put in a bucket's going to help. Okay,
that's it. I mean, I'll tell you right now,
it means a lot to the families.
Yes. See, that's spoken from Chloe, mm-hmm. who knows mm-hmm. it is. Yeah. When you can reach people and they can learn how to do that at an early age. Isn't that awesome?
We're going to do great things in life.
I know. I know y'all are. No doubt.
Period, poo.
Okay. All right, Ed. Awesome. We want to ask you a question, okay?
I hope it's not state capitals. I'm not good at
state
capitals.
Okay, I'll ask the first one. No. How many Dig Pink games have you gone out and, what do you call it?
A broadcast.
Broadcasted.
We've broadcast every one. Since we've been doing them,
absolutely.
I've done most of them. Doug Brown has done a few of them.
Absolutely. Yeah. They show up every time for a Dig Pink game, and it's really cool. And, like, there's people like my mom who's at Cruzy Village. She can't get out, but she can listen to the game on the radio, mm-hmm. listen to you talk, quite entertaining, hear who got prizes. And because, you know, sometimes he'll – don't you talk about prizes, especially if win.
Okay. Especially if I win.
Yeah. Oh, there's pies from Royers in there. Just thought about that. Lisa, the cheerleader sponsor, always puts in cookies. She has a cookie business. Oh, love those cookies. But anyway, okay, girls, y'all ask him a question. Yep, together.
What kind of question?
Jordan, ask him a question.
I'm not good at
what do you want to know about Ed that he never tells? Come on.
How many
Where'd
years
you go to
you
college?
Been
did you go to college?
Yes, I did. I
went.
Wait. Okay, you ask him.
Yeah. Where'd you go to college?
I went to the thriving, huge metropolis of Portales, New Mexico, Eastern New Mexico University.
Okay, that sounds fun.
It's not good for much except communications. It's a good communications college.
So, Chloe, what'd you ask?
How many years have you been in the radio business?
I've been here in Brenham for 30 years. This is my 30th. I just celebrated 30 years. I know. I've been in Brenham for 30 years, and before that, about 12. So I've been in broadcasting about 40 years.
So you just been in it like fully, your whole after you got out of college, you went straight to radio broadcasting.
Yeah, in fact, before college, I was working while I was in high school. I was working part time at some radio stations.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's been about 40 years that I've been in, in radio. Yeah.
I know.
It's been a while.
Y'all have always been good to us. KWHI is so
amazing. You look good for 40.
Seriously.
Thank you very much.
Y'all didn't hear that.
You
comment.
Are my new favorite athlete in the world. Thank you so much.
Did they hear that?
If you didn't hear that, folks, go ahead and repeat that.
I said he looks good for 40.
That's great.
And I'm his new favorite athlete.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's all you got to do to get there. I love it. Yes, but KWHI has been awesome. The Whitners, they're amazing. We love seeing them when they come to the games and stuff. And we miss their daughter dearly. But, yes, and so when she
and
comes in the gym, it's nice. Yeah. Didn't I just...
You said the Whitners.
Whitners.
The Whiteheads.
I'm so sorry.
Y'all pray for Coach Yeager.
Y'all. I'm telling you, just walk in my shoes for the last couple of days. It's not something you want to...
Oh,
anyway,
well.
But we're going to get through this. It's going to be amazing. You know, come out. We're going to be in pink. We're going to have yellow hair ribbons for Hannah. That was her favorite color. Okay. And we'll have a pink bow tied to our shoe. We can't wear pink while we play on our uniform. So,
I'm dying.
Put a pink streak in here. I didn't tell you to do that. But, we're excited about Dig Pink Night. Again, Megan, Coach Kidd, and the parents have worked hard. The door prize people. Parents, moms have been coming up there doing things, and they got roses donated. They've got
We are so grateful for them.
Yes, we really are. The coaches have helped a lot. So, anyway, y'all come out tomorrow night.
All right. And we certainly urge everybody to come out. And I know we're going to have it tomorrow night here on KWHI.
Whiteheads, y'all please come. Don't be mad at me. Everybody knows the Whiteheads.
Yes.
Yes.
Big supporters
of the volleyball
here. Program.
Point.
Yeah. They're so cool.
He doesn't just work here. Yeah. He owns the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, they're learning all kind of little things.
You gotta learn those things. Yes.
What's
well,
in there?
You didn't know that.
No.
So, good. You learned something.
I know what his car.
So we, but again, we will have live coverage tomorrow night beginning at about 5:45 or so, or about 15 minutes before game time, which might be pushed back a little bit, but we will be there. Doug Brown will have the call. And then I'll be coming out after I have my little Tuesday procedure. I'll be out there, and we'll be there. And I'll make sure before I go up and help Doug out that I stop by the Bluebell Buckets and drop lots of tickets in there and do my Christmas shopping.
Yes.
But, again, we do urge everybody to come out. This is a special night. It's a night of celebration. It is. It's a night.
Don't put any tickets in here because I want to win.
No, put your tickets in there.
And we
I'm
want
just
everybody
drumming up business.
That's it. And we want everybody to come on out, support the Dig Pink, the Side Out Foundation, Dig Pink Night at the gymnasium, and see some. We've touched on it before, but we're going to say it again. Some great volleyball.
Yes. Yeah.
This team is making a run at a district championship. We want you to come on out and help support them in their bid for a district title. And I do want to say thank you very much for being here. I know today was a very tough day for all of you. And I appreciate you coming here tonight and being part of this. And hopefully we've picked up some spirits here tonight, and
absolutely.
I know tomorrow night you're going to make a difference.
Pick up more spirits.
A lot of spirits tomorrow night. We're going to pick up a lot more spirits tomorrow night. And thank you for being part of this, and thank you for making a difference. And thanks to the Cubettes.
Yes,
and,
I appreciate you.
Go on out now tomorrow night and kick some butt.
Yes, sir.
Sounds great. Come on out.
All right.
Thank
we'll
you.
We'll be back with more here on the Brenham Sports Line. It's Brenham Cubette Volleyball on KWHI. Tuesday night, the Cubettes host the Rudder Lady Rangers at the Brenham High Gym, and it is Side Out Foundation Night as the Cubettes support the fight against breast cancer. First serve is set for 6 o'clock. The Cubettes and the Lady Rangers at the Brenham High Gym. Join Doug Brown for all the action on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1280, and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, October 8th, Craig will be speaking with a representative about the Chapel Hill Scarecrow Festival. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market in Brenham.
Back on the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Air Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Want to again thank Coach Debbie Yeager and the remarkable work that she does, not just with the Cubettes, but on Dig Pink Night. And I want to thank Haley, Gabby, Alyssa, Chloe, and Jordan for being here tonight as they get ready for tomorrow night's Dig Pink game. And also, oh, by the way, It's a pretty important volleyball game coming up tomorrow night. It's the start of the second half of district play, and it's against Rudder, a team that took the Cubettes 5 sets last time that they met. So it's a big matchup. So go on out and support the Cubettes, and more importantly, support the Side Out Foundation and Dig Pink, and buy lots of those little tickets, those little bitty tickets. You put them right there in the Bluebell buckets, and the prizes are just a bonus. Okay, it's something nice. It's a little bonus. There's some beautiful prizes, some incredible stuff there, but they're a bonus because what buying those tickets and paying the admission to get in, and what that does, and buying the t-shirts, what that does is that helps maybe someday find a cure. Like I said, the late Jerry Lewis always said, maybe that $1, that $1 that you weren't sure if you were going to donate, maybe that one little bitty dollar pays for, pays for that one slide that doctor puts a sample on and puts it under a microscope. And that one slide that you gave a dollar for is the slide that the doctor looks in and discovers the cure. So every single dollar does count. And we want you to go out there, and we want you to support the Side Out Foundation Dig Pink Night. And it's also a fun night. And you're going to see a great volleyball game. The Cubettes are an outstanding volleyball team. They're having a great year. Well over 20 wins already, on their way to 30 wins already this year. And you can just be a part of it tomorrow night and about something even bigger than that. And that's what was great about these five young ladies that were here tonight. They understood that what they're doing tomorrow night is bigger than what they've been involved in. It's bigger than anything that they've experienced, because it's a part of the greater good. So come on out. Be a part of it. Dig Pink Night tomorrow night. If you can't be there, if you absolutely can't be there, then join Doug Brown and all the action right here on KWHI AM 1280, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com. Right now, open phones, 836-9937. 836-9937. We'll take your calls. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about Dig Pink Night? You want to talk about Cub football? You want to talk about the Texans, the Cowboys? You want to talk about... the Astros. Tough afternoon this afternoon, but I like the way the pitching sets up for the rest of the series. So if you if you're sweating over the Astros loss today, I don't. Granted, it's only going to take two more wins for Tampa, but it would take two more wins against us. A pretty good Astro pitching. So we'll see tomorrow afternoon. Right here on KWHI. I know it's a late afternoon game, but join us for all the action right here on your voice for the Astros, KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. And we'll bring you Astros baseball tomorrow. Meanwhile, elsewhere around the sports world, Cub football, they're off to a 2-0 start in district play. What a wild win this past Friday night, as the Cubs come away with the victory over Eastview. Eastview looked, for all intents and purposes, like they were rolling to a big win. They're up 14-0. They're driving. Ball's at midfield, and then all of a sudden the magic happens. Jan Tucson picks off a pass, runs it back 50 yards for a touchdown, and then things start clicking. Cubs get on a roll. Eastview comes back. Cubs put them away in the end. They come up with a big defensive play, and I got to say, that defensive play at the end of the ball game, did that look like the Super Bowl a couple of years ago? It did, though. It really did. It looked like almost the same pattern, the same throw that Seattle threw against New England. Instead of, I don't argue with throwing a pass down there because he only had a handful of seconds to go. And if they wanted to get two plays in, they had to throw a pass early. And then if they wanted to come back with the run, could. The problem is, I just don't understand not throwing the fade down there that deep in the end zone. You've got big receivers, there's no way they can pick it off. The worst you can do is an incomplete pass and leave yourself a couple of seconds to run one more play, and then you can run the run with the guy that has been, had carried you up and down the field throughout the second half. But to just throw a flat pass like that into coverage, Brenham Cub stepped up, picked it off, and they won the ball game. They got the job done. Hats off to the Cubs. And now this Friday night, Cubs hosting Marble Falls, 7 o'clock out of Cubs Stadium. And Tommy and I will be there to bring you all the action. 6:30 pregame here on KWHI, FM 101.7 and KWHI.com. We certainly want you to come on out and join us for the action. And also honor Dallas, Wade, and Coach West, the honorees for the Hall of Honor. They will be honored prior to the kickoff, and that will be, between 6:30 and 7 o'clock before the game. So come on out early. Join us for that special ceremony. Honor those three men who have been a part of Cub football and will be enshrined for eternity into the Cub Football Hall of Honor. We're going to wrap things up right after this on KWHI.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
The Chapel Hill Scarecrow Festival is Saturday and Sunday, October 12th and 13th. Tune in to Friendly Country KWHI 1280 on Saturday from 9 till 11 for live reports from the Scarecrow Festival. We'll tell you about the entertainment, the arts and crafts available, and all about the scarecrows on display. This live broadcast from the Scarecrow Festival is sponsored in part by Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli, Budweiser My Coffee's Distributing, Chapel Hill Bank, Cruise Planners, and Chapel Hill Sausage.
You've been listening to the Brim Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude here on KWHI. Want to thank Coach Debbie Yeager, along with Haley, Gabby, Allison, Chloe, and Jordan from the Brenham Cubette volleyball team for joining us tonight on the Sports Line to talk about Dig Pink Night, benefiting the Side Out Foundation, and hope you can make it out to the game tomorrow night. The game scheduled to start about 6 o'clock. Probably will start a little bit later than that, but you need to get there early, around 5:30, so that you can buy plenty of tickets and get in on all those great drawings for all those awesome prizes that have been donated by the incredible people in this community that come through every single year for the Dig Pink Night. We'll be back again next week. We'll see you next Monday night. Same bat time, same bat channel with Mookie the Rabbit Badger and Heine Manush and his all-star band with me, the Sports Doc, next Monday night on the Brenham Sports Line. Same bat time, same bat channel.